It's time for the emergency break of the week.
That was very sarcastic, and I don't appreciate it. And I'm not kidding.
Really?
Yeah.
That moment when programming is brought to a complete halt by a wheels-off comment or technical meltdown.
On your show to try to help you.
Yeah, and we're having fun here, no? You're telling us funny stories about Burt Reynolds, and now all of a sudden it's I'm a big jerk.
Yeah, you are a big jerk.
Let's see who yanked the brake the hardest this week on The Little Ticket.
Oh, yes. Still funny. And here we go with the emergency break of the week. We'll give you three candidates. You get the vote on it at 888-787-1310. That was out last week. Who was our winner last week?
Rhines.
Oh, Rhines won again last week. Way to go.
He's on a roll.
Man, he is on a roll. Well, speaking of a fight on Bob and Dan, we have another one to listen to here. This is where Bob gets mad. And he gets mad at Jake for trying to be too cool, and then eventually Dan, because Dan, of course, takes Jake's side because he's battling Bob. And it's another delicious bad radio fight.
Do you and your little girls watch Uncle Drew, Dan, on Kyrie's birthday?
What's Uncle Drew?
That's Kyrie, dressed up like an old man at the park, abusing everybody at the court.
That's so great.
It's awesome. You watch?
Yeah, I've seen it.
You showing your daughters?
It's about as hilarious as Jake is intimating.
Why?
Kyrie's a douche.
I wish they'd get fettered.
So it's a fun 5-minute little video.
It's hilarious.
He stole it from the Globetrotters.
Let me know what's cool, Jake.
Boy, Brad Davis just showed up.
Tell him, Jake.
It's no Impractical Jokers.
Oh, wow.
Oh, good one.
Oh, yes.
That's fresh.
This is what I like.
What, recycled jokes?
Ooh, wow. Oh,
it is.
No, just really mad Bob. Ooh.
No, it's the 10th time. I get it. You don't like Impractical Jokers? That's fine. I offered Uncle Drew as a fun thing your daughters might like. But it's not cool enough for Jake.
It gets shot down all around.
There's a lot of things a 13-year-old girl might like that you might not think is cool,
Dan,
Jake.
Do they love it?
I don't know.
Yeah,
let's go back to him.
Let's find out. I'm sure I'll get a lot of support now.
Jeez, dude.
Shut up and read a birthday,
you
moron.
That's the same.
Agree with Bob.
That's real popular on this show.
Bob.
Reducing Bob to the point of shut up and read a birthday, you moron.
That was a drop, right? That wasn't him saying it then.
That was live.
That was live.
Oh, it sounded like a drop.
Oh, yeah. I'm going to get a lot of support from Dan. Okay, yeah.
It sounded like it kept going.
Oh, yeah, it did. It went for a while.
We don't have 5 minutes for one break.
Yeah, we don't want to go into the 9 o'clock hour. Mm. So there is yet another fight on bad radio. I know, they're always going at it. We were really excited earlier this week because we were going to have the fake Johnny Cochran on, Courtney B. Vance, playing Johnny Cochran in The People versus O.J. Simpson on FX. And he's great on the show. He's high energy. I mean, he just really captures the essence of Johnny Cochran.
No, not really.
And we should have known at the very beginning, and we have never heard this in 20-some-odd years of doing this show, we've never heard this little recording notification before when we've done an interview, but we heard it.
It's a legal deal. He's Johnny Cochran.
And then he informed us later in the interview that, yes, at one time he was a defense attorney or something along those lines. But so we thought it was kind of funny that we heard this noise, so we laughed and said, oh, yeah, we'll have a laugh about this with Courtney B. Vance, but there was no laughing here.
Good morning, Courtney. Thanks for the time.
Good morning to you. Thank you.
Hey, you guys and this entire series getting rave reviews. You have to be pleased with
this
the feedback.
This conference is being recorded.
Whoa.
We're being recorded, I guess.
You still with us, Courtney?
I'm here.
Okay. Yeah, the feedback that the show's been getting is great.
we're having a wonderful, wonderful time.
I am here.
So what's of it? Yeah, it's being recorded.
Sounds like we have Ben Carson's deeper-voiced cousin on.
And he had his on speakerphone too.
Why didn't we stand up to him? Sitting there with him and Barry Sheck.
I know. It was. It was like I was intimidated to tell Johnny Cochran to get off the speakerphone. I couldn't do it.
Well, he's not really Johnny Cochran.
Are you sure?
He's Courtney B. Yes, unfortunately, I am, George.
I think he now earns the distinction of guest that has had the least interest in being on the show.
You sensed disinterest, did you? Let's hear that one more time.
Good morning, Courtney. Thanks for the time.
Good morning to you. Thank you.
Hey, you guys, and this entire series getting rave reviews. You have to be pleased with
this
the feedback.
This conference is being recorded.
Whoa.
We're being recorded, I guess.
You still with us, Courtney?
I'm here.
Okay. Yeah, the feedback that the show's been getting is great.
Oh, we're having a wonderful, wonderful time.
Yeah, I can tell. You're having a great time, and we're having a great time. So there's Courtney B. Vance, I believe nominated for his first ever emergency break of the week, if he wins. And then that brings us to candidate number three from the hard line. They have some problems.
What just happened?
Sorry. I was running out of breath and went into a cough. Sorry.
It was weird.
It sounded really weird. We'll listen to it next week. But
Sam to laugh along with it. That was strange.
Yeah, you said ho, ho, ho.
I admit, that was weird. It was really, really weird. But yes, Corby has some problems from time to time with the live spot. And it's really a problem when he was not there for the live spot, when they were out on remote. Now, you tell me, does David Mino handle this well?
Them the ticket. Hey, Corby. Hey, Corby.
Hey, Corby.
Corby.
Well, this is when Corby should tell us about Woodford Reserve. I don't know much about it, so we're going to go to a commercial break, and maybe he'll come back later and tell us about it.
Maritzky was hit.
Why couldn't he just fade down the music and come back with Corby later?
Because that would have been too smooth.
And they just embrace the e-break. All right, so those are your three candidates. Bob in a fight against his crew, Courtney B. Vance, the fake Johnny Cochran, or one Corby Davidson. You get the vote. Let's keep in mind it's Good Friday, 888-787-1310. Let's just have a clean voting session here with the P1.
By the way, last week when you were out, every vote was legitimate. There were no fake voices or VSBB or anything. We took about 8 calls, and it was all, I'd like to vote for Michael Reiner.
It was the best voting we've ever had.
Really? Mm-hmm. So I'm the problem. Mm-hmm. People want to just make me angry.
You're a nonsense magnet.
I guess so. I guess so. All right, let's find out. Yeah. Good Friday.
He's still on the line? Or is that
this is a new guy just laughing at that for some reason. Hi, you're on the ticket. Who wins the e-break?
I'm pretty sure Bob just summed up Gordon's entire career with shut up and read a birthday, you moron.
Thank you, sir. Hi, you're on the ticket. Who wins?
Vaginal slice, Mornborn.
Unbelievable. Hello, you're on Ticket Radio, AM and FM.
I would like to vote for Johnny Cochran and turn loose the juice.
Okay. Hello, you're on the ticket.
Coach Joke here again, ready for your joke.
What's that?
He's going to tell us a joke.
Okay, go ahead.
Why do orphans don't play baseball?
What?
Who?
What? Why do not play baseball?
Why do who not
You're
play
You're breaking
baseball?
Up.
Why do orphans not play baseball?
I don't know why.
Because they don't know where home is, George.
Wow.
Y'all didn't get one of those last week. Not a one.
Nope.
Merry
Christmas.
Hi, you're on the ticket. Who wins the e-break?
Hey, give me Bob and Gordon, just to let you know, my wife's having a baby this weekend, and I think I'm going to test the theory of, you know, whipping it out and seeing what happens.
Yeah. No, you're
That's
not.
Right. He's got to bring it back.
No, you're
He's
not.
He's going to be bringing it back.
Don't do that, sir. Hi, Cochran, sir.
His name. You pronounced it. Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
Hello, you're on the ticket. Who wins the e-break?
No G on the end of his name.
Yes, sir. I would like to responsibly vote, if I may, for Fernando's Engorged Areolas.
That's so true. It's so true.
He doesn't want to talk about it, though. Hi, you're on the ticket. Who wins?
Hey, Ja. Vaginal size, born?
No. Hello, you're on the ticket. Who wins the e-break?
I'd like to vote for the emergency break. Not that my vote should count as more than one vote or that I'm more important. Certainly.
Okay, we got Bob voting for himself here, but we'll register the vote. The fake Bob voting for Bob. Hi, you're on the ticket.
Man, I am right here.
Yes, ma'am.
Die.
Hey, me, I want to vote for the hard line just to, you know. Happy Easter,
buddy. Okay, happy Easter. Fake Natalie Maines. There's a Corby vote. Hi, you're on the ticket.
Hi, I am here.
Oh, it's Courtney B. Vance calling in, it sounds like.
Yes.
Who are you going to vote for, Courtney?
Myself.
Okay, we got you. We got
it
would have
been funny if you had voted for Mino.
Mm-hmm. Hello, you're on the ticket.
I'd like to vote responsibly for Gary Shandling's decomposing Merkin.
Hey, easy. That's way too soon. Come on. Hello, you're on Ticket Radio.
Good morning to you.
Hey.
I'm here.
Okay, there's another Courtney B. Vance vote there. Hello, you're on the ticket. Who wins the emergency break of the week?
Yeah, give me George's backside bake sale and Bob Sturm.
Your okay. What?
Backside bake sale. Never had one of those, sir. Hi, you're on the ticket. Who wins the e-break?
Good morning, guys. It's Coach K.
Hey, Coach K. Sorry about the loss last night.
Yeah. Thanks. You know, before I get into my vote, I want to just tell you these kids. I love these kids.
Not bad.
You know, Corby, you got to know Corby. Corby's 18 years old. You know, he's going to be a great broadcaster someday. You know? my vote, I got to go with Danny and Bobby. You know, Danny and Bobby, they're great competitors. You know,
okay, not pretty good. And the fake Coach K gives us a winner. The Bad Radio Fight.
Do you and your little girls watch Uncle Drew, Dan, on Kyrie's birthday?
What's Uncle Drew?
That's Kyrie, dressed up like an old man at the park, abusing everybody at the court.
That's so great.
It's awesome.
Yeah, I've seen it.
You showing your daughters?
It's about as hilarious as Jake is intimating.
Why?
Kyrie's a douche.
Wish they get
it's a fun 5-minute little video. It's
hilarious.
He stole it from the Globetrotters.
Sorry,
like
let me know
lady.
What's cool, Jake.
Boy, Brad Davis just showed up.
Tell him, Jake.
It's no Impractical Jokers.
Wow.
Oh, good one.
Oh, yes.
That's fresh.
This is what I like.
What, recycled jokes?
Ooh, wow.
Oh, it is.
No, just really mad Bob. Ooh.
No, it's the 10th time. I get it. You don't like Impractical Jokers? That's fine. I offered Uncle Drew as a fun thing your daughters might like. But it's not cool enough for Jake.
It gets shot down all around.
There's a lot of things a 13-year-old girl might like that you might not think is cool,
Dan,
Jake.
Do they love it?
I don't know.
Yeah,
I don't
let's
think
go back to him. Said. Let's find out. I'm sure I'll get a lot of support now.
How about jeez, dude. Come
you
on,
shut
man.
Up and read a birthday,
you, have one
you moron.
Option, that is
that's the same.
Agree with Bob.
Well, Bob
oh, yeah. That's real popular on this show.
Bob.
Oh, poor Bob. Hang in there, Bob. How many wins is that for one Bob?
You're going to give that to Bob? Don't they equally share?
Yeah, I guess.
Come on, let's let them share so they all get a win. 22 for Bob, mm-hmm. or 17 for Bob, 22 for Dan, and 2 for Jake.
Okay.
Incredible number.
Nice.